ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Well, we're in that season. Wait, maybe we're not.
I think we are.
Season? I don't think people do it anymore.
It's the time of the season.
Okay. It's the most wonderful time. It's show and tell time. We want to talk about show and tell stories, but I don't even know. Like, my kids are too old for it, and Leo's too young for it, I think.
Leo had a little kind of a show and tell recently.
Really?
They had a paper bag, and then they had to fill it with four things that described them to then show the class.
Oh, that's fun.
It was fun, but then he was just kind of like, what are my four coolest toys that I can show the class? And we were trying to get him, think about how they would represent you. And he's like, no, like the three Transformers and a Ninja Turtle. Well, that'll be good.
And you couldn't talk him into like, wear your sunglasses, because you do this when you're rocking out to the band Camino in the living room.
Right, right. We're trying, oh, maybe you could put some markers in because you like to draw and you could talk about that. And he's like, yeah, the Ninja Turtles. They'll be fine, Mom. So I don't know. I mean, not great, you know? I guess, but yeah. It's cool. He got to show off his toys.
I know, but that's lame.
I kind of agree. Come on, show them.
Here's
yourself.
My thought about show and tell. I think now that's a pretty good idea about it, but I think as we walk backward in time from Leo to Aaron to T-Hack to me to anybody listening, we're going to get some radically different stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was a certain point where I remember growing up in Longmont, show and tell meant you brought in your favorite weapon.
Wow, yeah.
I lived in Longmont. So it's like, there was bow and arrows.
Oh my
gosh. There was like Bowie knife, like the Rambo Bowie knife is like,
what?
My dad just let me have this. And you're just like, and like a real knife is like, my dad let me bring this in. This is 30-06.
So
we shot a deer with it last year. And you're just like if you run that through a filter from today,
absolutely not.
The classroom that day.
Wow.
Was like, here, my dad works at a nuclear power plant. This is a small nuclear arm. Like, it was just, I'm not lying.
I remember dating a girl from a small town, and she would say how all the kids would go hunting before school. And then so there'd be guns in the truck. There'd be dead carcasses in the trucks all day.
There were guns in backpacks, but there were definitely guns in the back of the truck.
So
every
different truck
That's
had a
wild.
Gun rack in the back of it.
Wow.
I mean, this is Longmont. I can only imagine rural Iowa. Yeah.
She was in Illinois. So
oh.
It was, yeah.
So, but like, that's what I'm saying. I bet, like, did anybody have...
I remember having show and tells in the fourth and third grade. And the only thing I remember bringing was my Irish dancing trophies, which have little to no value. Yeah.
Okay. Did anybody bring...
Did you have to perform at all or just the trophies?
Yeah.
You did have to perform?
Yeah.
Prove it!
Really?
Yeah.
So you were
part of
an attention seeker.
Yeah, for sure.
The Aries
Absolutely.
Was strong
oh,
in you
already.
Oh,
we moved desks back.
Oh, my God. You're the worst person at show and tell.
At least I didn't bring a gun to school. God.
I don't remember what I would have brought during that time.
Did you not? Were you playing guitar at the time?
I never told anybody I played guitar until I was like almost a junior.
Really?
I was totally secret about that. Yeah. I remember bringing different.
Can't relate.
I just remember, it's weird. You bring, like, I distinctly remember, and we'll take other calls from this, but I remember somebody bringing in, we didn't understand what it was, but they were like, I think they said it was their mom's neck massager.
Oh, no.
Ah.
It was a massager.
Yeah, but in retrospect, it's like, why is it shaped like a bullet?
It has rabbit ears?
And why did the teacher go, I'm going to hold on to this for the rest of the day? And then we had a real long recess.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Okay. Anyway, we want, like, if you have an unusual show and tell story, whether you brought it or somebody brought it into your school.
Or your kid brought it.
Yes. We want to hear your show and tell stories. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
Did you ever go in as for career day for your kids or anything?
Mm-hmm. Nobody did for me.
I went in for Aaron. Yeah. I definitely went into Aaron's school for career.
Because I went to one, it was way before I had kids, but I used to work with a guy at the sneaker store who then like became some sort of teacher or something. I don't know. I don't know what the qualifications are in Iowa, but he was somehow involved in the school and he was organizing like a career day. And he's like, hey, you're on the radio and you DJ and stuff. Will you come talk to the kids? Like, okay, like I've got nothing going on. So I drove like an hour away to this school and I went and I'm just standing up there with like people who had real jobs. It was like, like paramedic, like yeah. people who are saving lives.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Real
so,
humans.
So they're talking about what they do and then it gets to me and I'm like,
hi.
Press some buttons.
Hi.
And, like, buy Jordans and I don't
you
do anything.
You are the worst show and tell story.
It was.
If anybody
it was
brings you in for show and tell.
It was really bad.
I just kind of remembered, and if you've heard this story before, forgive me, but like I remember I brought in my favorite yellow Tonka truck.
Oh, that's right. Because it was like all metal, right?
It was. And it was this dope.
What happened?
No, it's actually a very cute story. Then somebody else brought in this like candelabra. It was cheap as hell, but it looked... It was like metal and it had like four candles around one candle in the center. So it was like that, whatever the character is in... Beauty and the Beast, sort of. It's that. Mm. And it's like...
The French guy.
And I remember staring at it going, my mom would really love that. And then the kid, I was like, can I have that? And he's like, can I have your truck? And I was like, yes.
Ooh.
And I traded in my truck. And I got it home. My mom's like, what is that?
I got it for you, Mom.
And I tried. And I never told her what I gave up for it.
Oh, good.
Mm, the real metal, one
the real,
of one,
like, yeah.
custom.
No, I've looked it up on eBay. It's about $24,000 now.
It's not.
It legit, Aaron, Tonka trucks that are made out of metal, they don't make them anymore because kids get hurt.
Well, your gift was priceless.
that kid's a millionaire.
She spray painted it with gold spray paint like 2 days later.
Oh, no.
That's okay.
No. Anyway, this has been tragic. If you have a good show and tell story, we'd love to hear yours. 303-222-5423, show and tell.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about show and tell disasters, show and tell stories. Mm-hmm. Laura, show and tell.
So I was in second grade, and our show and tell was after lunch. We did lunch, then nap time, then show and tell, and we woke up. And my friend goes to her backpack out in the hallway. And comes back in with her kitten.
So where had the kitten been all day?
In the backpack.
Was it a dead kitten?
Somehow, no.
It was an ornery one.
What?
Ornery was. That thing was clawing at her as she brought it into the classroom. And, of course, she eventually set it down, and it just tore around the entire classroom.
Yeah.
Oh, poor thing.
It had been locked in a...
In a backpack for hours.
Oh, it had to go to the bathroom in the backpack, too.
For sure.
I don't remember that. I don't know that I looked inside the backpack, but, oh, yeah, we can assume.
What a terrible parent.
notice that your cat's missing.
Right. First, oh, it's show and tell day. Well, it should be fine. What?
Or how did nobody notice that a backpack hanging in the hall all day was moving?
Or making sounds, for
or
sure.
Or pee running out of it.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of questions that we'll never get an answer to.
We see that more than you think. But
Michael?
Yay.
Yay. Show and tell. What happened?
Third grade. So proud to bring in my entire baseball, basketball card collection.
Ooh.
Loaded up my duffel bag. I had to walk to school. Not far. Well, you know, uphill both ways. But my turn to pull everything out, and my teacher allowed me to show one card.
Why?
So I carried everything, and I got to show one. Well, I mean, as a teacher, you got to... All
right.
You're
right. Yeah. You can't let this guy stand up there for 10. Okay, this is a Honus Wagner.
Yeah, you got the whole table set up with and everything.
Yeah, no, you're right. She was right.
Offer.
Saddest walk home ever. Saddest walk home ever.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Dragging my duffel bag of cards. So
probably somebody should have told you.
Do you still have them?
Oh, yeah. And I haven't looked at them in 30 years, but they're still sitting there.
Well, maybe tonight you should go look at like one
of them. We'd have you bring them by the station, but
we don't have time. You can bring one by. Just bring one to the station.
Oh, that's the worst. Right.
No, so bring them all.
But you can only pull out one.
Sorry, Michael. We're scraping on an old wound here. Thank you.
You have the whole spiel ready, and it's like,
all right, fourth score. You know, that's stupid. Marcy.
Yay!
Yay!
Show and tell.
Edit.
Just watching T-Hack fall apart. It's my favorite. What was your show and tell story?
I think it was like third grade. A kid brought his pet horse to school. We all had to go outside, and he like rode it around. His mom had to bring it on the trailer and all of it.
Oh my God.
Wow!
So, yeah.
Okay. And then you just, it's just like, look what you guys don't get to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Didn't realize you were poor, huh?
Oh my God, that's awful. Lindsay?
Yai.
Show and tell, what happened to you?
Oh my God, in the fifth grade. I know, this way back. But in the fifth grade, this kid brought in a ton of cow's eyes.
Cow's eyes?
What?
Cow's eyes.
He just had access to a bunch of cow's eyes, drove to school past a bunch of cows.
Yeah, were the cows connected?
Are they sold at Costco?
What?
Apparently, his dad worked in a slaughterhouse, and he just collected the cow's eyes and brought them to school. I've never been able to get that image out of my head. Okay.
I remember seeing a cow's... Did we have to do that in school?
We had to dissect them, and the one thing I remember is on the inside, there's this really pretty blue, like, iridescent thing.
Yes.
I think about it all the time, because it's so pretty.
If you own a cattle ranch and there are...
Is that necklace you've got on?
You guys didn't have to do anything? He just... brought a bag of cow's eyes and y'all just looked at them?
Pass them out.
We all just like gathered around the table. Let's look at these cow eyes.
Oh, no. They're like, looking back.
Do you know whatever became of that kid? Because I feel like...
Not.
Yeah.
I do not. You know, I tried finding him on social media recently, but I did not find him.
Have you tried looking in the penitentiaries and the penal system?
I didn't go that far. I was like, you don't have an Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. No, that's fine.
Yeah,
right.
you definitely leave a mark if you're the eye kid. You bring eyes
in. I mean, it's natural because that's what his father does or whatever, but it's like, at the same time, you should, like, somebody should have grabbed you and went, yeah, maybe not everybody
weird.
At school wants the entrails of an animal.
Yeah. All right.
That's perfect. Thank you, Lindsay. Candace?
Yay.
Show and tell. What happened to you?
Okay, so I have a very curious 7-year-old. And recently, he brought into the class...
Oh, boy.
Lucky rabbit's feet for the whole class.
Lucky rabbit's feet? Well,
yes,
that's nice.
I remember a kid brought that into mine. It's cool.
So he thought he was bringing in lucky rabbit feet. What he actually brought in was a box of my tampons.
Oh.
What?
And
very lucky.
Distributed the tampons to the kids. And
did he like take them out of the plastic?
They would have to be out if he thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had to pop them.
He took them out and gave them out.
Yeah. Distributing the luck.
Enough for the whole class.
For the whole class.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Did he go through a whole package there?
He went through, it was a pretty big box. I try to stock up so I don't have to like
worry
about it.
They're expensive. Yeah.
They are. So when you buy in bulk, they're cheaper. So he went through a good portion, and I definitely got a phone call from
the teacher. Yeah,
sure.
Oh yeah, sure. Because then the kids get attached to it, and they want to take it home and show their parents. And they're like, "You can't take that home." And it's like, "I can too.
I'm gonna strap it onto my backpack. It's lucky.
Right? I'm gonna ward off evil spirits on my whole walk home today." So is he still in the class or? Is it?
He did not get kicked out of school, if that's what you're asking.
Okay.
Good. Okay.
Because it was, it's innocent. He didn't know better.
He's curious. I like that. But just...
It's innocent. And, you know, I honestly, I'm like, you know what? I hope that this sparks a conversation about this matter.
Yeah.
A little earlier, because, I mean, when I was in school, like, I had friends who were very young when they started to need them, you know?
Right.
And they didn't know anything about anything. So, actually... This may have been like a teaching opportunity for, I mean, a lot of the parents who didn't.
What a lucky situation.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's definitely a teaching situation for you.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I've learned a lot. I had no idea tampons were lucky.
I'm going to start saving them.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It's my favorite time of the day, everybody. Ooh. It's time for news or no.
News.
You always do that.
No. News. News.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Who's going first? Aaron, I think it's your turn.
Sure. So there's a man who decided that he wanted to buy Taylor Swift's guitar. He spent a few $1,000s on it.
News. I'll take it.
Great. He spent $4,000 on the guitar, took ownership of it in front of like the auction people, whatever. It was a live auction.
$4,000?
On a guitar.
I mean, it depends on what it is. Because we get cheapo guitars.
Yeah.
That they just sign, but if it's
Just signed.
Just a sign, so it wasn't like a nice guitar. Okay.
Yeah. And so he went up, grabbed it, was super excited. He had a hammer with him, and then he just started destroying it in front of everyone. He spent $4,000 on a guitar that he destroyed.
Because...
I don't know.
He just...
He
made the news or nope.
Yeah.
So if his goal...
And his money still went to charity.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know why he did it, but I stand... Like, you can do whatever you want. If you go out and buy... Like,
as long as you're not hurting yourself or others,
Again, I saw a story, like a follow-up to that, that it's unclear whether it actually had anything to do with Taylor or not.
Or if he just wanted to break a guitar.
Or like, the guitar itself might not, like it wasn't like authenticated or something. I don't know if that's true. I saw that.
Oh, come on, really?
This article says...
How'd they get $4,000 for it if it wasn't somewhat...
I don't know.
I will say this. If you're ever allowed to come by the radio station... and walk down the hallowed hallways of this place, there are autographed things on the wall all over the place here. And for a good period of time over the years, I would just find a drum head and we would sign it and just put it on the wall. And like, so people walk by, it's like, who is that from? Like Led Zeppelin? And you're like, sure. Because no one, like, there's no way anybody, you don't check. You don't
know.
Did you see Taylor sign the guitar? No.
Right.
So then you don't know.
I don't even know what her signature looks. I'm sure lots of people do, but
I bet you Aaron knows exactly what her signature
looks. I get a holiday card.
You do, don't you?
Yeah.
Like that's not a brag. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I hate you.
Wow. To rip it up. Really?
No.
Okay. I know Tiak needs a little help on his story, so there we go.
Thank you. Good evening. 15 years ago today, a historic day happened right here in Colorado.
Cut that off real quick. Yeah. Sorry,
because I'm trying to. I want to be able to. My new goal with TIAC news or no stories is to try to. He tries to do the tease.
Yeah.
And he's bad at it. So, because here's a little information for you people listening. What a tease is 80-20. So you give them 80%, but that 20 is like so mysterious that they want to hear the rest. TIAC gives about 94.6. So you can usually just figure it out. So then I can say nope, and we don't have to hear his voice anymore.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't know what happened 15 years ago. So do you know?
15 years ago on the day.
I'm going to say news.
I don't know.
Well, this month, it's not the day. This month, 15 years ago, it sounded a little something like this.
Oh my God, he's got.
He is on the ground, a fairly soft landing. Somebody has grabbed the ropes,
15.
And they're going up to the little capsule, and they're going to check on his well-being.
Oh my God, the hair on my arm just stood up.
We don't know the exact location.
Do you understand? We shut down this MFN radio station.
Wow.
That Jiffy Pop looking balloon.
Yeah, Uh-huh. 15
floating
years
over
ago.
Oh my gosh.
The Mile High. Like 9 News, 7 News, 4 yeah. News. Everybody shut it down that day. We
15 years ago?
That's why that I wanted to ask you about it because you were on the air. What was it? Yeah, what happened? What was
We had no choice. We were just like, "Oh my God." Because to give a little perspective, at one point we did a fake thing where we pretended a cat.
Oh yeah.
We were just pretending. I was on a show with Greg and Bo. We were pretending there was a cat in the air.
Okay.
And then a cat attached to balloons, and people started calling 911 going, "I just saw the cat fly over." Like, because we'd go on the air and we're like, we're tracking wind patterns. We're like, we think it's over.
Didn't that last days?
No, it was just one day. It was just one morning. Eventually, Lakewood 911 shut down because so many people were calling.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, wow. But it's like, hey guys, there's no cat. We got in a lot of trouble for that. So then when there was a balloon with a boy in the air, we're like, wouldn't it be hilarious? If they were doing the cat balloon stunt and there's no kid in there. And then we're like, oh my God, this isn't funny because there's a kid in that balloon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He wandered into his dad's stupid. His dad was eccentric and like a scientist. He wandered in, balloon took off, and that thing was hauling butt, going by power lines. I'm like, this kid's going to die. And he wasn't in there.
No, he wasn't. They found him in an attic. October 15th, 2009, balloon boy. Didn't take his journey.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. This would have been great for News or Nope on October 15th. You launching it today.
This month.
It's a little early.
Is that what we're doing now? Just take, okay.
Okay. Hold on. I got
one for you.
I've got a better one. This entire month, it's October. It's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Now yours, I have to say News.
I know you do.
Oh, man. Okay.
It's more than just pink ribbons. Obviously this hits a little closer to home. But use it as a reminder, go get checked. Learn how to do self-examinations. Yeah.
Now I know
take care of yourself.
There are political ramifications to certain organizations that are associated with, but find the organization that speaks to your heart. There's more than one place.
Oh, for sure. There's loads.
But beyond that, check yourself.
Yeah. And men can get breast cancer too. So,
do you know we're forbidden from speaking about other people on radio stations, but the dude, I don't know if he still does morning. I don't think he does morning still.
I don't think so.
What was his name? Paxton. Not Paxton. Was it Paxton? No. He's the Murphy. Murphy
yeah.
Houston.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Murphy yeah. Houston had breast cancer. He was the first man I ever knew.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
To have breast cancer. And he was like a champion for men getting checked. I got checked when he had his thing. So
good. Okay. I'm going to just see my point and give, and I'm going to give, let's all give Aaron a hug.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a weird exercise that I read about, and I wonder if we should
do thrust.
It.
They're very good.
Hip thrust?
Yeah. Oh, throw your glutes.
He's been trying to do those.
Just need a partner. wait, is that the kind of hip thrust? Okay.
No. Like a barbell.
I don't know if I should bring this up.
Okay.
Because you seem like you're in a really good mood right now.
No.
And it's just going to... There's people talking about how it's a good idea to write an obituary.
Hmm.
For yourself every year.
Interesting.
Okay.
So you get a little perspective on what... I didn't read the whole story, by the way. But
I can tell with all of those gaps.
No, but what I see is like... And this is why I was a little scared to bring it up in front of you, because you recently wrote an obituary for your sister.
Yeah, I helped write it. The like facility did bullet points, and then we like edited it to be more thorough, add more details, whatever.
But you had to think about, oh, she did this, she did that, she did this.
Mm-hmm.
And her kids, oh, wait, it's two kids. Oh,
right.
It's like, and like you fill in all the blanks and you talk about their accomplishments and their goals in life and what they, their triumphs and their whatever.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that, do you ever do that for yourself?
I think it would be easier, so you don't have to worry about like, oh, that's another thing my family has to do. I already, like my sister, she wanted to be cremated and turned into rocks. Can't do that until she's cremated. And so like that's one thing that we had to wait and do. So like it's one thing to mark off.
Oh, just I don't think you're doing it for that reason. I think you're doing it for you, not for them.
You think so?
Yes. Because you're doing it every year.
Yes.
To see.
Well, I mean, you're thinking like, keep your resume updated.
Kind of.
Like just,
and,
hey,
and it's one thing I don't have to worry about my family having to do when I'm gone.
Good God, Aaron, no. I think this is, I think this is much less dark than that. You know how we've done where you go like, if you could go back and talk to your 16-year-old self,
yeah,
what would you say? And the hardest thing about that exercise is I know no matter what I say, my 16-year-old self is not going to hear it.
For sure.
I'm just going to be like, what, old man?
Yeah. You're not me. I'm not bald. Right.
Yeah, when did we get fat? Right.
Hey!
No, I would say that.
Oh! I'm like, God. Whoa! Yeah, you should write your obituary
if
tonight.
If I was 16 if I were and you came back, I would say that.
I'm just saying.
What are we talking about?
You should write yours now. Why don't you take the rest of this segment off and write a few thoughts down? Okay. Aaron's got the whole formatting down. She can finish it off for you. What?
That's what I would say.
You know, it's a little late. Okay. I think it's more about you get a grip on like
it's kind of a look back at your year.
Well, and your whole life, and okay. Then maybe
because then why would you? Why would you have to update it every year? Why not every 5?
Because here's what I think might happen. Man, I should really just read these stories instead of just the headline. But like, I think the thing is you look at it and you're like, she always wanted to help dogs out, but never really got. And it's like, wait, I got to do that.
Oh.
Then you like start to see like she volunteered a few times because you love dogs and you did. Did you try to do stuff with Lifeline Puppy or something?
Yeah.
Well, then you haven't done that. So then maybe you'll go like, oh, she always wanted to work with dogs. And like, not that I'm writing yours, but I secretly am.
But why would you include that if you're talking about, if I were to die today, I would talk about things that I have accomplished, not things that I haven't.
So then maybe, I think, while you're writing it, you'd go, I've accomplished all these things. Look at all this. But it's like, damn it, I always wanted to work with dogs. And maybe you'd go, I want that.
But I wouldn't even think about the things that I didn't do. I would think about only the things that I did do.
I bet you would because you're still alive.
I don't know. Maybe.
Do you know what I mean? Because like when you're writing one for somebody who has passed, you're like, these are the things they did. And you might stop for a minute and go, damn, she never got to like, something you want to do. Like, I never got to play Red Rocks. It would drive me nuts. Like, if someone knew me,
so then what is stopping you from going to play Red Rocks?
I haven't written my obituary. Like, I think that's one. I think it would be a healthy thing to sort of, two things would happen. One, you'd have an attitude of gratitude because you see all the amazing crap you've done.
Absolutely.
And two, you might be more resolute in like, damn, I want to leave a bigger mark than this. This isn't a long enough obituary.
So this is kind of just a different take on a vision board.
Yes, a much darker.
Okay.
Aaron, let me have my obituary.
If you want to, sure.
No, but I don't know that we could do it. Do you think we could do it and like read them on the show?
No.
Ooh, I don't know. It's so dark. It's like my biggest fear. I've said that before of just
dying or
just
thinking?
Yeah, just dying too soon, I guess, would be the way to say
it.
But
I mean, what would you say? You write stuff about your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You write stuff about your wife.
Mm-hmm.
How you turned your own sprinklers
off. So maybe that's a good thing. Yeah, I would put that in there, sure. But I think it's maybe a good way to keep things in perspective, too. Because would you write about work? Maybe. Maybe not as much as
you're... But that's more telling, isn't it?
As you're stressed about work right now. But would you write about this in your obituary? Or, you know, like...
I would put your work in your obituary. If I were writing yours, I 100%
would. Yeah. Like a successful DJ...
And then manifested his way into his dream job in Denver. Like you thought about this job, and you were like, I'm getting, no. You like, you guys drove here and like, Lil D hadn't even quit yet, I don't think.
No. I convinced him to.
Like, I think that's, but that's my perspective on you. If I was asked to input on your...
But I think, just all the little things of life, you know, like, are you going to put down like, well, we really stressed over the paint color for the outside of the house
and
we
came down.
It's like, no, that's not going to matter.
So
like,
then,
what are the big kind of pillars that are going to matter when it's all, and it keeps you maybe focused?
Yes. Because I think then you'd feel good at the end of it and you'd be like, why did we think, like, why are we arguing over the shingles? Why are we arguing over like whatever? Like, I think you'd have better perspective. I don't want to force us each to write one. In fact, I don't even think I could.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I would. It's too.
I think it's a great idea because it does help you focus on the big picture things and stop stressing about the little ones. I don't know if I could share it.
But I mean, you want to leave it for your family?
I don't do anything.
We're going to cremate you while you're still alive.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
What are you doing?
He's trying.
Yeah, oh, my
it
God.
Counts.
Well, we've run out of time, so what are we calling it?
Okay, let's call it Men Are Stupid.
That's perfect.
Oh.
So named after me.
We found this, like, husband fail mm-hmm. website, but I don't think we want to talk about just husbands, because mm-hmm. I began failing real hard even as a youth.
Yeah, same.
But it's just boys today. We can do girls are stupid tomorrow, or okay. maybe the next day. We'll pick a day for girls are stupid, but like today is men are stupid. And for some reason, most of the things on this husband fail site, they were all kitchen related.
Yeah.
Yeah, I relate to that. I don't really know what's going on. I don't know where anything is in the kitchen. I don't know where to put anything.
Okay,
I don't.
That's where I get concerned, but I'm also like, is that weaponized incompetence?
Yes, it is 100% that.
Okay.
Tiak, there's leftover food.
What
there's
do you do with it?
There's a bunch of leftover chicken Alfredo.
Okay.
What are you going to do with it? Okay, so this dude got out a vase.
Okay. Yeah.
A tall vase.
No, no.
Because it's glass? You think that you put food in it?
No, we have like glass things.
You
understand.
With a
lid and stuff. Yeah. Or do you put the saran wrap? It feels like a trick question. Or do you put saran wrap on it?
He just got out a vase, piled it up in the vase, and put saran wrap over the top and put it in the fridge.
In a vase?
That is, yes.
Okay. I know what the vase is.
Okay. Well.
So I wouldn't do that, but I would.
Congrats.
Okay. This turned really fast on me.
When Aaron said the words weaponized incompetence, I think we all thought of the same person. It's Tiak, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I just want.
I thought of me too.
I don't think I fail in that regard. I'm trying to think of when I've failed as a guy. Like,
but you don't have any of that. Like, you just left it out because you're like, who cares? The food.
No,
because
he's
you know?
You're a cook. You enjoy cooking. Dude. You're a pro. Emeril Lagasse over there.
It's
is that his
on
last
my
name?
Hinge profile that I can look at any varying vessel carrying mm-hmm. food and go, I can pull the exact right Tupperware for that. Snapware, whatever.
That? Yeah.
I just
that's
see
your
volumes.
Superpower.
Yeah, I can go like, whoop, this is that will fit in there. And like I've had it where I've got leftover like baked beans and people go like, that's never gonna fit in that. I'm like, all right, watch this. Might as we put the whole thing in there. And I do. Every time.
Okay. Sorry. You have your hood on.
I know.
I'm very distracted.
I was wondering if anyone would reference it. I'm wearing a baseball cap and a hood while we're talking about Men Are Stupid. And I'm just like, when is somebody... You guys are trying to not...
I don't know which one is worse. Like, I didn't... care?
You didn't care, and Tia can't look at me. He keeps like trying to engage me with eye contact, and
you
then
look
he
like you're gonna rob me. That's why I'm scared.
I will say this was my stupidest moment, and I don't know if this is probably Men Are Stupid, but I remember this was my ex-wife. She was real drunk, and she got into bed at a hotel,
mm-hmm.
but she didn't get in. She just got on top, and she barfed.
Oh no!
On the comforter, and I was like, oh. So I picked her up and I put her on the chair. Pulled the comforter off, threw it in the bathtub, put her back on the bed, went in there to rinse off the comforter, came back, she had barfed on the sheet. I'm like, ugh. So I picked her up, moved her onto the chair, took the sheet off, took it in the bathroom, put her back on there, rinsed that off, came back, she barfed on the next sheet. Like,
stop.
At a certain point, it should kick in to a person of average intelligence that you're taking a person who's sick and moving them twice, which is causing her to get sick again. She's barfed and she's not going to barf anymore. But you just keep shaking her.
You should have brought her into the bathroom instead of the sheets.
I get that now.
I didn't even see the problem with it.
I moved her until there was nothing left on the bed.
Now I get I'm dumb too. That.
And then I put a bathrobe on her so she wouldn't be cold.
Thoughtful.
She barfed on that. So I didn't move her. I just got that off of her without moving her. Okay. And then when I woke up in the morning, she was wearing the other bathrobe. So I was freezing in a pile of sodden barf. So who's stupid now? Everyone.
You were very kind.
Who's a stupid idiot now? All right. So we want to hear, you can be a guy and rat yourself out.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I feel like it's going to be women calling with he put fettuccine in a vase kind of stuff. Yeah. Why and how are men so stupid? 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I think this one is actually fairly common.
Okay.
They put the entire crock pot in the fridge, cord and all. Because sometimes you don't realize that that ceramic piece
doesn't come out on all of them.
Exactly. Mm. So sometimes it is just like
you wouldn't just go for Tupperware. They just put the whole thing
in? It depends on how drunk I am, I guess. If it's like, I know I need to get this in the fridge, so just put a lid on it and put it in.
You're a man who's stupid right now.
Maybe.
Okay.
It's just only if I'm at that point
of no
return.
You're just like, oh my God, the food took forever.
I don't want to deal with it. I want it away.
Throw the whole crock pot in there?
Yeah.
That's a men are stupid for sure.
Can the plug go in the fridge?
It doesn't hurt it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's what I thought.
I don't know if I want him on my side.
I have a story. It's one of Aaron's favorites of mine.
I'm pulling up a chair.
Where I was changing.
There's so many. I don't know which one it's going to be.
I was underneath the sink in our bathroom, and I was changing the, messing with the pipes, mm-hmm. whatever I was doing.
Manly.
And yeah. A lot of grunting. Yeah. A lot of grease on my face, that kind of thing. Muscles.
That shouldn't happen, really.
No
grease at all.
Well, you got to empty the pee trap, you know, the little thing. You got to empty that.
Oh, my God.
So
I do remember this.
So I emptied it into the water, just like all the YouTube videos said, and then I took it and I dumped it in the sink right above my head, which then splashed down on my face. Because
you've unscrewed the pipe.
Just moments ago,
you just
unscrewed
the pipe. Leave it in the cup. J-hole. That's what you're...
I dumped it in the sink.
Into the sink.
There's another sink right next to it that was not undone. I could have used.
But that would have required you to crawl out from under your little...
In the sink.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. All right. Men are stupid.
Yeah.
We can give you 3,000 more examples if you don't call, but we're hoping you will and tell us about the stupid man in your life. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So, are men stupid?
It's up for debate.
I would just say yeah.
I'm just going to... I legitimately want to do women are stupid maybe in a day or so.
Okay.
And then see if there are more calls. Because we've put it out there, like the stupid stuff men do, put the crock pot in the fridge. Mm-hmm. Like, what was the other one?
It's efficient, but...
Oh, he put the fettuccine alfredo in a vase.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Silly.
Look, decorating's hard. I don't know. You got to take risks.
That's not... Okay. So, we're testing to see how many people think men are stupid. Mm-hmm. And then in a day or so, we'll let the fervor die down.
Yeah.
Then we'll see how many people think... Am I even allowed to say the sentence?
Yeah.
You say it.
If women are stupid.
There we go.
I'm more comfortable with Aaron saying it, too.
You're going to be saying it the whole time we do the thing. Cheryl?
Yay.
Yay.
Men are stupid. What happened?
We had made dinner with brown rice that night, and later my husband asked me what kind of flour that rice was made out of because it was chewy.
Now, when you, I'm going to say something here and I have to be very delicate because I need to make sure, but I think we're getting two with this blast. Okay. I think we're getting your husband and I think we're getting T-Hack. Okay.
Why?
Not me.
When your husband said the words, what kind of flour is it made from? Did he mean the white powdery substance?
Yes.
So T-Hack, when he screened the call, he wrote flower, like F-L-O-W-E-R. So we have an abundance of morons.
Oh, no.
I thought he was as dumb as me.
What kind of flower? What? I think your husband's actually smarter because it seems like little risotto or it could be made from flour. Like, I almost give him a little bit of credit. You're an idiot, T-Hack.
Did you think daffodil or...
It's autocorrect. I don't know.
That's not autocorrect. We don't have that on the phone system.
I just installed it.
Oh my God, thank
Cheryl,
you.
Cheryl, that's enough out of you.
Thank you for the call, Cheryl.
Cost me my dignity.
I cannot believe we got two on that blast. Denise.
Hey.
Hey. Men are stupid. Why?
Because my husband washed in hot water a rayon jumpsuit and then put it in the dryer.
No! It probably shrunk down to fit a Barbie.
Oh, do they shrink
pretty
that much?
Close.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I have a confession to make. I didn't even type the word she said
because
I don't know it.
Rayon.
There you go. All okay. Right.
I'm pretty sure you're...
It's R-A-Y-O-N. Wouldn't it be?
Hold on. Didn't you say it again?
It's just a fancy outfit.
Hmm.
But rayon, isn't that like spandexy?
I heard the like Arin sweater.
No.
Am I the dumb one?
Oh my God, the amount of stupid people clearly amassing all together.
I just misheard.
Clearly there's a gas leak. We're all off the hook. Something's going on.
Thank you, Denise.
We did get some funny texts. Someone said that their father, the mom was on an extended vacation and she was left with her dad. She got her first period. Dad didn't know what to do. So they got pads and he asked, doesn't it hurt when it comes off? Because he thought the sticky part
the sticky went on
your body, not on the underwear.
Kelly Clarkson!
Oh, that's so wholesome.
Oh, but I mean, how would he know? So, he doesn't have the...
I would have got her football pads. Like, you got to be... This is the wrong pad.
Oh, no. And then someone else said, when my husband was asked what political affiliation he wanted to be with when renewing his driver's license, he said, non-denominational.
I'm not really practicing anymore.
Devin?
Yay.
Men are stupid. What do you got?
So my dad's whole thought process actually kind of sort of makes sense, but it's pretty stupid. So he would be holding the remote control to the TV, go into the kitchen to get something to drink, grab a cup out of the cabinet, open the refrigerator. Now he has no hands to grab whatever, the milk or Kool-Aid out of the refrigerator, so he'd set the remote in the refrigerator.
Oh, you know, this is diabolical. This is good.
And then he'd grab the milk or the Kool-Aid, pour himself a glass, and then always leave it on the counter and forget the remote in the refrigerator.
So he's just missing one tiny little step.
Just put it down on the counter.
No.
So what's then we'd the spend hours looking for the remote.
Yeah. It's in the fridge.
Until we figured out it was in the refrigerator.
But now that you know, now you all are stupid. Because it's like, where's the remote? It's in the fridge. It's just...
Yep. That's the first place we look all the time.
Yeah, now because
it helps the batteries last longer.
It does. Thank you. Yeah. You're not getting out of your flower thing. I want you to know.
Come on.
You
come on. Autocorrect,
Debbie.
Yay.
Men are
There's
stupid.
No autocorrect.
Men are stupid. My ex-husband and I were going down to do laundry at Smiley's, the old Smiley's that was downtown. And we got down there. He had picked up what he thought was the laundry detergent and was dumping it into the washer, but it was really cat litter. For real. And I saw it. I ran over and I'm like, no, because he couldn't understand why people
There's
were looking
even...
at him.
It says all day freshness. What do you want?
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9. Are we gonna post this on the socials?
Yeah,
so people
I think
can
we should.
Respond to it.
I think it's cute. It does kind of feel like one of those trick security questions, though, like the little drop down thing.
It's like, what's your hometown?
Yeah. What's the last concert you went to?
Do you know the last concert I went to? Because I don't know the last concert. You do?
Yeah. It was in the Springs. No?
That is the last concert I went to.
Mm.
Weird.
I pay attention to my friends.
Wow.
You didn't even know.
Yeah. Why don't I? Because I just don't. Yeah. That's weird. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to put this on our MySpace page and on Friendster. And... Yep. You know,
be real.
AOL. I am. We're gonna put up. We want to know your first concert, your last concert, your next concert, and your best concert. And I don't think I could name all those. If you guys didn't tell me what my last one was, Let's start with first.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of character defining in the room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To see, like, is it, it's just your first concert, first, like, whatever, people mm-hmm. performing.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So that, yep. I have that. Made my answer worse, but we'll do it.
Because you wanted to do the first one you wanted to go
like
to.
Like the first, yeah, like a con.
No,
like
this
a,
is a first.
No, I'm going to be so jealous if his was like Hannah Montana or like some sort of, because I missed all of those.
Okay, Hack, who's your first?
My very first concert technically would be the Southeast Iowa Symphony.
Oh. I'm not jealous.
We're going to need a better answer.
They were
that.
Playing music. No, it's fine. My mom used to take me. We had a
the
little...
symphony is cool. I do want to see the cool. Colorado.
So, but would it count? Like I had to go watch the Skyline High School Orchestra because they wanted me to join them.
No, that doesn't count.
Okay. Well, then why does his stupid symphony?
Because they're professionals. Those are high school students. I don't know.
Because then after that, my first, I'd have to guess because my parents used to just drag me to Cheyenne Frontier Days, Greeley Stampede, just anything with country bands.
Yeah.
But they were... like the oldest, like it's not like it was
Chris Stapleton.
No, it's like somebody like Alabama.
Okay.
Or
yeah.
To be honest, I distinctly remember being a tiny little child and my parents thank God phones weren't around because this video would be viral right now. I constantly tried it. Nobody in this room is going to know what this is, but I would constantly go, boom, ba, ba, oom, ba, ba, mau, mau. You know the song?
I know that part. I don't know anymore.
I thought
it's
you were
the Oak Ridge Boys, Elvira.
Elvira.
And then it breaks out. Boom, ba, boom, ba, ba, mau, mau. Yes. Wow. It's probably the Oak Ridge Boys at one
cute.
Of the Stampedes or. No, but it's lame. It's like the worst concert.
No, but I don't know. It's cool. It's unique.
Yeah. What do you got?
Mine was the Beatles 1964 tribute band at Red Rocks.
Your first concert.
Yeah. And no doubt in her mind, like, you know.
Was Red Rocks.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Do you know what I can't wait for? My daughter is eventually going to have a radio show, I hope. I don't hope. Her first concert, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Ball Arena.
Got to meet her.
And she met her.
That's so cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you have a better answer than your first one?
98 Degrees was my first.
Nice.
Okay, that's way better than the orchestra.
That's the first like concert, like screaming women concert. There's not a lot of screaming women at the symphony.
Just edit out that whole part about the symphony because your last concert.
Benson Boone at Red Rocks.
Jesus, Aaron.
You don't
go much.
No, mine would probably
do
be.
Do Live at Fives count?
Yeah, I was just going to say Judah and the Lion. No, okay. That was the last one, right?
Yeah,
Judah and the Lion.
And you reminded me, but now I forgot. Oh, the Springs.
Yes.
I went and saw the opening of the Ford Theater thing.
Yeah, so it's One Republic.
One Republic.
Oh, that's cool.
And I'm going to say this, the next question, best concert, is probably going to be one of the One Republic concerts.
Mm.
Like them with the symphony orchestra was.
So now you're okay with the symphony?
Yeah, because they brought a cool band with them. I don't know who else I would say. I mean, I saw Van Halen once.
Ooh.
I saw Van Halen a bunch of times, but like... that's going to be up there. But One Republic, just even at the Ford Theater, was probably one. It's so amazing.
I've had two transformational concerts with One Republic. Once at Red Rocks. It was my first time at Red Rocks when they were with the symphony. So that was awesome to be there. My first, and I wept because my wife was pregnant and he sang the song that he wrote for his son and wept in the crowd. And then also my very first concert in Colorado, they were at Alice in Winterland one year.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember just being like, One Republic? Yeah, I've heard of them. And then every song they play, it's like, I know that
Nobody
song.
Nobody knows
I
who One Republic
song.
Is.
I love that song. I love that song. It's like,
and
I love them.
You know, yes.
And then they're from Colorado. And I'll never forget the moment where Ryan Tedder goes, some of that.
Paris to China to Colorado.
And the whole crowd goes, to Colorado. And I was like, I'm never leaving. I'm here.
Wow.
I love it here.
But is that your best concert?
No, my best was America's Most Wanted Tour. It was Lil Wayne, Young Jeezy, and Soulja Boy.
Works on this show. Beatles to
they
Boone.
They brought LeBron James on stage.
Wait, are you serious?
My one friend caught Soulja Boy's shirt, and my good friend Raj, who I talk about, he caught Lil Wayne's shirt.
Oh my gosh,
and a man in the crowd offered him $1,000 for Lil Wayne's polo shirt, and Raj...
Raj was like, I wiped my butt with that.
Wrong guy. Didn't take it.
I need zero money. I need this shirt. Sure. We're going to keep getting our answers, but I wanted to say it's going to be on our socials, and you can text into 51059, just write like last, best, whatever. Aaron, what was your best, did you say?
No, it has to be one of my Eagles ones. Probably, you know what? It was probably
the gamut between you and Hat.
It was probably at Aspen Jazz Snowmass. It was Joe Walsh and Glenn Frey.
And you caught his t-shirt.
All right, next concert. Oh my God. Next concert.
Probably Alice in Wonderland.
You're not going to go to 80 concerts before Alice in Wonderland.
I've got like 8 this week.
I don't know. Maybe Aaron will FaceTime me while she's at one of those.
That doesn't count, loser.
Maybe my son has like a school concert.
No.
I don't know.
The only thing I have on the books right now. Oh, I know what my next one is. It's going to make everybody mad. I'll go last.
Oh.
What's your next one?
I think it's Meghan Trainor at Red Rocks.
Wow. All of yours are at Red Rocks.
Okay. I'm going to see my doppelganger.
Eminem?
I am seeing Eminem on the Great America Racetrack in Austin, Texas.
Ooh.
When I go see the Austin Grand Prix.
Okay.
All right.
Suck it, Symphony!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, T-Hack, take your best shot.
Well, I think it's time. It's a beautiful time of the year. My favorite time, I would say.
It's mine, too.
Yeah, spooky season.
Do you
season?
Realize, maybe it's because there's so many spoofs, there's so many political parodies out there right now, that your cadence right there was fully Trump? You're like, I think it's time. I think it's the perfect time. Like, because you just kept saying the same word. It's like, dogs, beautiful dogs. You're like,
I can't. I thought maybe a Kennedy. Maybe I don't know. I can't do a
time.
Trump.
Yeah, no, he does kind of have a Kennedy. We're committed, and this time,
yeah.
Wow.
Ask not what y'all country do for you.
Did you guys see Maya Rudolph doing?
I saw.
Oh,
a clip
the voice
of that.
Is perfect. She nailed it.
She did.
Well,
did she really?
Yeah.
She looks a lot like her.
Yeah. No, it's one of the best. I don't know what to
I think the problem
it.
With... Oh my God, we're off on a tangent.
I'm so sorry.
I was going to take my best shot.
The problem with Saturday Night Live right now is, from what I've heard, because I didn't watch the little skit, there was like 10 people on that stage and only one is in the current cast.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was like Maya Rudolph, Dana Carvey, like you go down and Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah.
And like there's all these people and it's like, that was hilarious. And it's like only the Trump guy's actually on the
show now.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, well, if you're a current cast member, that's kind of got to.
Okay, what does that say?
Yeah.
You guys suck. Anyway, it's time.
Yeah, it's the most beautiful time of the year. The weather's perfect. It's time for fall dates.
I'm a spring guy, but I
Are
do.
Are you really?
I like coming out of the winter and everything. Mm. But as I've mentioned, I love dresses and boots. Like there's the idea of going on a date with someone who's it's kind of warm enough, but then they still want to wear boots. I don't know.
Do you think you're a spring guy because your birthday is kind of in the spring? Does that have anything to do? Because our birthday is in the spring too, but we're fall people.
Mm-hmm.
So do you like just like it because it's like your time?
No, I like it because it's the end of winter. I like coming out of the bad. I don't like going into the bad. I like fall to me. I love the fact that like thank God my hoodies are now going to get a workout. You know, and I have all these like Fiori and different like real thin, like I've bought jackets and then you're like, what? There's almost no time to wear a jacket in Colorado.
Yeah.
It's literally like 2 weeks in the fall because it's like hot.
You only get like 3 hours in the morning.
Yes.
To wear
or
it.
When if you're out at night and you have to carry it with you until you're ready to wear it. And it just sucks because I have like dope jackets with like zippers and crap on them. I'm like, this is a cool jacket. And then it's just winter and it's too cold to even think about the jacket.
Yeah.
And spring, the jackets never work.
But a jacket, great for a fall date.
Yeah.
And we've got a list here of the perfect fall dates. We see if these could interest you or
so you're
Aaron.
Trying
I mean,
to get
Aaron
me-
sounds like she's all in, though.
I love fall dates. They're my favorite.
But you're...
We don't need to talk about it.
Wait, like you made a vow of celibacy recently on the show. Sounds like...
Vows reset every 15 minutes. Everyone knows that.
Oh, okay. So it's a...
I still don't have Hinge or Tinder, but the previous guy has maybe come back in.
Okay.
So. All
right. So fall dates dates all around then.
Okay. Let's see.
I think this one you could do, hit up an Oktoberfest celebration. There's food, there's drinks, there's music, games.
Yeah.
What's not to like about that?
Oktoberfest is in September.
Yeah. I think it just ended.
Yeah.
Okay. Next year.
I don't know.
They have salt pretzels there too.
Do you like to go out on dates where drinking is the goal?
I don't mind it.
Okay. It just feels maybe it's just me, but it's like, I just feel like there's enough predators in the world. It's in the celebrity world, especially in the news in the last, well, God, there's been a ton.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
we could name them all by name and everyone would know who we're talking about.
The last 100 years or so.
Right. It just feels weird to be like, hey, you want to go out on a date? Sure. Where do you want to go? I like to go to an all-day drinking thing and just see where we land.
Yeah,
it feels predatory.
As a first
bit.
Date, yeah, is that kind of, or is it good? Because you're loosening a little and we're relaxed.
There are more things to do there. Sure, drinking is a big part of it, but they have
the soft pretzels. That's what line
and
I'm
don't
in.
They have like vendors or whatever?
For what?
I don't know.
Kilts?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's an all-day pretzel festival
okay,
in my book.
Yeah, no, I... Okay, but I
there's I'll, music and games.
I'll take it under advisement. Nobody plays it. Okay.
The next one, you'll like this. Go hiking.
Yeah.
The leaves are changing. The weather's crisp and comfortable.
Yep.
Get out and enjoy some nature. I've been doing a lot of that. Although along your predatory stance, it feels a little...
Right, it's like,
hey, come
would
out.
You like to go out into the wilderness with me? Would you like to go get rip-roaring drunk or come out in the wilderness? How about we do both? ¿Por qué no los dos?
What's the problem?
No, I'm just saying, I don't think you understand, Aaron. Like, you're a young woman who has very few boundaries.
Thank you.
And not a compliment. And I'm just a dude that is very nervous about appearing to not have any. I don't have any, but I think I have to have boundaries for you. For the potential dating people out there, you got to be like, hey, you want to go hiking? And it's like, that could be perceived as real weird.
Potentially, but then they'll tell you that. They'll say, hey, why don't we just go get coffee first, meet up?
Yes, I know a coffee shop in the middle of the wilderness. Meet me at that one. My mom makes coffee. She lives in Bailey. Okay, sorry.
You could visit a haunted house. That's a bad one. You could go
no,
on a
we're doing
house.
That yeah. one.
We're going
more
on a
more details
date.
On that to come, but
aren't
yes.
You, are you pressuring her, though, if she, like, you have to kind of be her knight in shining armor if she gets scared?
No, I think it might be better if it's like, I'm actually really scared to go, come with.
So you want the guy to be vulnerable and go?
I don't mind either way, because I love them, and I'm going to go no matter what.
Okay, I like that. Go on a hayride. This is underrated. Underrated, a hayride.
Overrated. What's
underrated,
good about
underrated.
A hayride?
The last, I went at Aaron's sister, had a hayride at her party, and it was awesome. It was great. It's like, you don't do it. You think you do it, but when's the last time you were on a hayride? Years ago. Decades ago, probably.
It wasn't decades. I think the last time I went to a pumpkin patch, the way they took you out to the corn maze or something was
I
on a
hay. I love that.
I do too.
I go to Chatfield every year.
You're so itchy and it's just
I love it.
Histamine in the air.
No, it's
and
great
because like,
you think you do it, but you never actually get on
no,
the hayride, you know?
I don't.
Hers had horses and everything. Yeah. It was awesome.
And mine was pulled by a tractor, but
yeah.
I don't. It doesn't.
Okay. All right. No hayride. You could have a fire pit. Win-win.
Yeah.
Fire pits are great.
They're always wonderful.
But it's always. Where's the fire pit? Like the one in your backyard?
It says warm cider by a fire equals very romantic.
Can,
so just
can
anywhere.
You, like, will you come over to my...
Sometimes outside
options.
Of like a hotel they have them. You can just kind of...
Or like a brewery.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. I shouldn't say it out loud. This is an unsolicited endorsement. I have started to spend a lot of time at the Gaylord.
Interesting.
Because it's just... It's close enough to my house. It's not... The bars by my house suck. With all due respect, and you know who you are, your bar sucks. It's all dudes sitting there. There's no potential for hayrides. There's none of that. But like the Gaylord has all these Adirondack chairs in the back. Do you know which direction the Gaylord faces?
West?
West, southwest, sort of.
Oh.
So the sun sets directly behind downtown Denver.
That's cool.
So it's just like, oh, you see all the shape of the buildings as the sun is going down. They've got a dude out there playing guitar sometimes on the weekend. I mean, it's like...
That's cool, yeah.
And there's fire pits everywhere.
And is it still kind of commute? Like, there's other people there. You're not... Do you ever, like, reach out to the other tables
patrons?
Or whatever? Like, or is it just like a restaurant, you kind of stay at your table?
Well,
when
you're sitting in the fire pits, you're sitting around with other people, which is
cool.
A little strange. But like,
but then it's less pressure.
They're not from here, though. Because most of the people out there are like traveling. So that's how I get by with things, because nobody has a clue. They're like, nobody looks at me like, I know that voice. I'm like, you want to go in the wilderness?
No.
Couple more here. Okay. We'll find you a good fall date. You could visit a winery.
Huh? Why is everything
drink related?
Yeah, it's kind of drink related. Dates often.
Not often, no.
Would you go on a first date booze related?
Yeah.
Winery feels fancier. Feels a little like you get to show off.
Where are you going to a winery in Denver?
Wherever the hayride takes me.
There's Infinite Monkey Theorem. I don't even know if they have a winery anymore that you can visit.
Yeah,
they
used to
have one in
Isn't Stanley. There one just like a little north?
There's Bella Street or something. And our HR girl always talks about Sparrow.
Oh.
But it's spelled with an E.
Okay.
Like Spiro. No, it's not terrible. Or you drive over to Palisade. Get in my car. Let's drive through the wilderness.
Yeah, I guess that's all how you sell it. The last one, I don't know about this one. You could go to a football game.
I've never been, so I'm down. I've never been to an NFL game.
Is that a lot of pressure, though? It's like, we're big Broncos fans. You better be. You better be one, too.
All right. Aaron and I will go on a double date with the first two people who text in that know a remote location to bury a body when the date is done.
Bury a body wasn't on the list.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. We have been sworn to not talk about poop anymore, and you guys want to bring up poop on the show again.
Do not say you guys. I didn't bring it up.
You wanted to talk about this the other day. You said something about, you were like, poop, I said it was rule. Interesting.
Exactly. Interesting. Off air.
Yeah.
I had never heard it before. So I said, oh, that's interesting. And I moved on. I'm not bringing it on air like someone else.
I'm bringing it up. It's not just, I'm not just pooping willy nilly. It's a poop rule. All right.
If you're wondering what the poop rule is, we'll tell you in 7 minutes.
The poop rule, I'm sure people have seen it.
Sorry. Just blow right past all my antics. Just like,
I thought there was going to be a song.
I was like, Joseph's on vacation far away. Okay.
All right.
Poop rule.
Yeah, the
poop. Oh, we're back. That was the outfield with Tonight.
No, it's called Your Love. Right?
Your Love.
Your Love.
It's
yeah.
something in parentheses, though.
You're right. It does have that. Hold on. Sorry. It's loading.
Tonight, Your Love. There we go. No, it's Your Love. What's it called? Oh, my God. This.
I'm too scared to talk.
Text in if you know
what
it is.
It's just called Your Love. There's no parentheses. I'm looking at it.
No, you're not.
It's Your Love by the outfield.
No. It's called something.
I'm looking at it.
All right. Can we play it next?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We're playing it next, no matter what.
I'm down. Okay. I love that song. And shout out to Charlie Blackman.
Ooh, yeah, Charlie Blackman. That was the walkout song. Okay, so that was our way to get around talking about poop. Welcome, everyone. Okay.
People want to know about the poop rule.
Do you want me to do the sweeper going into it, though? Do you want me to do the same, like, Slacker Show, featuring T. Hackner and Alice?
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to isolate that audio. That won't get used again.
Okay, sorry. The poop rule is happening now.
I've seen it a lot on social media. I bet other people have seen it too, where it's a good way of like, how do you know whether you should hoard something, as I tend to hoard, or whether you should get rid of something? The poop rule is...
What does poop have to do with hoarding?
Well, you ask
yourself.
Have
you seen hoarders on TLC?
Yeah.
There's a lot of poop.
Part of it.
Like, you desire to keep something so much that you leave it in filth. It is so counterintuitive. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, all the things I value most are in that room and I can get to none of them and mold is growing on all of them.
It is, yeah.
Because hoarding is a disease for sure.
It's so weird. I don't understand it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we poop on it.
No. Poop rule, when you're trying to decide whether you should get rid of something or not, if it's worth keeping, if it means a lot to you, ask yourself, if this got poop on it, would I wash it off or would I throw it away?
I would wash poop off of everything.
No.
Everything?
Everything.
My nephews, I've just thrown away clothes. What? I'm like, I don't.
If it got poop on it.
If there's like a big blowout.
When you have a baby.
I'm just throwing away nephews. Let's start over.
He got poop on it.
When you have a baby, poop is a part of life and you can't throw away everything that gets poop on it.
No, yeah. I understand that, but there's some items where
it's like, if you're wearing you have a lovely sweater on today.
Hold that. We're changing subjects because you have previously poo-pooed, no pun intended, this sweater. You said that you've hated it because you're like, it's like four sweaters in one. It's been ripped
apart.
Oh, I can
only see the top. The top is just one sweater. Does it go into other colors down below? Yeah, no, it jumps the shark at the elbow. Sorry. You have what you believe to be an a beautiful sweater. If
I think it's cool.
One of your nephews
like
poops on it,
I'd keep it.
Yes.
Because I want it.
Right. So then the poop rule.
Right. Okay. But if like, they're playing with a toy and
it,
why would you do that?
To really see how much you want it.
eBay.
You want it enough for your nephew's poop, but do you want it enough for me? Like full on chimpanzee fling poop.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
No, but I mean, like, does it matter whose poop is on it? Because like, I think your rule is interesting. I've never heard the poop rule. To me, it's that you do the hanger rule. You turn them around. If you haven't touched it in a year, you got to dirt it. But I still can't do it.
Yeah, clothes are tough because I feel like clothes you can just wash them. So it's hard to use the poop rule on clothes. And also, we actually had a situation where the poop rule kind of came into play.
Okay.
At our house, we had a runner in our kitchen.
Wait, we don't have time for you to tell it. Hold on. Slacker Show.
Featuring Aaron.
Outfield. Joseph! Sorry, go ahead.
We had a runner in our house. It was a jute runner, kind of like woven
not too long ago.
I know.
Yeah, well, and one of our dogs decided to literally poop on it. And we loved that thing, but we had to get rid of it because...
Isn't jute, like, can't you take it out and power wash it?
It
won't fit in your washer, but can't you like...
Maybe, but it's pretty woven in. Like, it gets in the crevices. It's not...
Because it's like braided, right?
Yeah,
so it gets...
You can get it out with a good power washer.
So that one we had to throw it away.
So
it's
it
just
got
too...
poop on it, and you threw away your dream jute.
Mm-hmm. Even though, we loved it, but we had to throw it away just because of the nature of the thing. So I don't know that the poop rule is 100%. Because some stuff just can't get poop on it, you know?
Feel like that's
in this
most
chart,
things.
I will be showing the difference.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm not condoning this. I'm not condoning drinking and driving. But I've got a perfect way to get out of a DUI.
Okay.
If one happens to you.
Okay, I have a story. It looks like Slacker was right all along about...
I don't want to hear it.
I think we need to start with his story.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Tennessee.
Hey, y'all!
Because you're the only 10 I see.
Hey, y'all! Well, because, you know, when it's British, he always goes, ah!
Yeah.
So I was like, hi, y'all!
Why would it not be howdy?
Oh, you're right. Howdy!
Howdy! Okay. Well, there was an owner of a garden center when he realized it looked like somebody had broken in at night. So he checked the security camera.
Arnar.
Yeah, he checked the cameras and looked like there was a guy in there kind of snooping around the plants.
Oh, that's not good.
But this guy had like really big shoes on and like a big red
nose. Stand down, Aaron. Oh, never mind.
Oh.
Hey.
Well, maybe.
I do like plants.
Big nose, big shoes. I'm pretty sure we know Aaron's on her way to Tennessee.
And a rainbow afro wig. It was a clown.
I don't like that.
Who had broken in and he was snooping around. And he's like, what's with the clown in there? Looking, breaking in. So he tried to talk to him through the security camera.
Yeah. Hey, dude.
Hey, clown.
Hey, clowny.
Yeah.
Get out of
here. Hey. The clown scared the clown off. He ran away.
Oh.
Yeah, so he was like, he told his partners, like, there's a clown there. We should go investigate. And the partner's like, no way. There's a
Absolutely
clown.
Not.
I'm not
there
going.
There is not enough money in the world. I don't care. Take everything. Yeah.
We all have forgotten about the year that clowns were literally chasing people in the streets with knives.
Was that when It came out or something?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah,
it was very scary. So, and also this garden center had been broken in like 6 months ago. They think the clown was, now the clown's getting blamed for everything.
This whole posse of clowns.
I think, yeah. Oh. Yeah, and that tiny car.
Do you think they drove together?
Oof. Mm-hmm. That's actually my favorite thing that's ever been said. Of course they carpool. Are you kidding me? Kidding me? Okay. My story also not from Florida, but it is from Minnesota. So an officer saw a feller there who'd been driving kind of erratically, you know.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. So we pulled him over, and he said, "You've been drinking, have ya?"
It's Minnesota.
It is Minnesota. I'm going to be real friendly while I arrest you there, sir. So we got the driver out and started doing the sobriety test, you know, don't you know, when suddenly the car took off. Someone stole the car while the guy was getting popped for a Dewey.
What?
So then the officer's like, "Stand by, let's go get your car first."
Oh my gosh.
Luckily, he had an Apple AirTag in the car,
So smart.
So they were able to track him down there. And he got him.
So the guy at the checkpoint's like, what evidence? What car?
I wasn't even driving. I walked here. Anyway, can you help me find my car? It doesn't say. They did bust the dude for car thievery, but it doesn't say if the guy got a DUI or not.
To just forget about him?
Yeah.
So we have more pressing issues.
I just need somebody on standby to steal my car anytime I'm ever pulled over. These were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, T-Hack, take your best shot.
Well, I think it's time. It's a beautiful time of the year. My favorite time, I would say.
It's mine too.
Yeah, spooky season.
Do you realize, maybe it's because there's so many spoofs, there's so many political parodies out there right now, that your cadence right there was fully Trump? You're like, "I think it's time. I think it's the perfect time." Like, because you just kept saying the same word. It's like, dogs, beautiful dogs. You're like...
I thought maybe a Kennedy, maybe. I don't know. I can't do a
time.
Trump.
Yeah, no, he does kind of have a Kennedy. We are committed, and this time, wow.
Ask not what y'all country do for you.
Did you guys see Maya Rudolph doing...
I saw a clip.
The voice is perfect. She nailed it.
She did? Did she really?
Yeah.
She looks a lot like her.
Yeah. No, it's one of the best. I don't know what to...
I think the problem with... Oh my God, we're off on a tangent.
I'm so sorry.
I was going to take my best shot.
The problem with Saturday Night Live right now is, from what I've heard, because I didn't watch the little skit, there was like 10 people on that stage and only one is in the current cast.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was like Maya Rudolph, Dana Carvey, like you go down and Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah.
And like there's all these people and it's like, that was hilarious. And it's like only the Trump guy's actually on the
show now.
Yeah. So it's like, okay.
Yeah, well, if you're a current cast member, that's kind of got to...
Okay, what does that say?
Yeah.
You guys suck. Anyway, it's time.
Yeah, it's the most beautiful time of the year. The weather's perfect. It's time for fall dates.
I'm a spring guy, but I...
Are you really?
I like coming out of the winter and everything, but as I've mentioned, I love dresses and boots. Like the idea of going on a date with someone who's... it's kind of warm enough, but then they still want to wear boots. I don't know.
Do you think you're a spring guy because your birthday is kind of in the spring? Does that have anything to do? Because our birthday is in the spring too, but we're fall people.
Mm-hmm.
So do you like it because it's like your time?
No, I like it because it's the end of winter. I like coming out of the bad. I don't like going into the bad. I like fall to me. I love the fact that, like, thank God my hoodies are now going to get a workout. You know, and I have all these like Viore and different like real thin, like I've bought jackets and then you're like, what? There's almost no time to wear a jacket in Colorado.
Yeah. I know.
It's literally like 2 weeks in the fall because it's like hot.
You only get like 3 hours in the morning.
Yes. Or if you're out at night and you have to carry it with you until you're ready to wear it. And it just sucks because I have like dope jackets with like zippers and crap on it. I'm like, this is a cool jacket. And then it's just winter and it's too cold to even think about the jacket.
Yeah.
And spring, the jackets never work.
But a jacket, great for a fall date.
Yeah.
And we've got a list here of the perfect fall dates. We see if these could interest you.
So
or
you're
Aaron.
Trying to get
Aaron
me.
Sounds like she's all in, though.
I love fall dates. They're my favorite.
But you're...
We don't need to talk about it.
Well, you made a vow of celibacy recently on the show. Sounds like...
Vows reset every 15 minutes. Everyone knows that.
Oh, okay. So it's a...
I still don't have Hinge or Tinder, but the previous guy has maybe come back in.
Okay.
So.
All right. So fall dates for fall dates all around then.
Okay, let's see.
I think this one you could do, hit up an Oktoberfest celebration. There's food, there's drinks, there's music, games. Yeah. What's not to like about that?
Oktoberfest is in September.
Yeah, I think it just ended.
Yeah.
Okay. Next year.
I don't know.
Salt pretzels there
too.
Do
you like to go out on dates where drinking is the goal?
I don't mind it.
Okay. It just feels, maybe it's just me, but it's like, I just feel like there's enough predators in the world. It's in the celebrity world, especially in the news in the last, there's been a ton.
Yeah.
That we could name them all by name and everyone would know who we're talking about.
The last 100 years or so.
Right. It just feels weird to be like, hey, you want to go out on a date? Sure. Where do you want to go? I like to go to an all-day drinking thing and just see where we land.
Yeah,
it feels predatory.
As a first date, yeah, is that kind of, or is it good? Because you're kind of, you're loosening a little and we're relaxed.
There are more things to do there. Sure, drinking is a big part of it, but they have
the soft pretzels. That's what line I'm in.
And don't they have like vendors or whatever?
For what?
I don't know.
Kilts?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's an all-day pretzel festival in my book.
There's
music and games.
I'll take it under advisement. Nobody plays it. Okay.
The next one, you'll like this. Go hiking.
Yeah.
The leaves are changing. The weather's crisp and comfortable.
Yep.
Get out and enjoy some nature. I've been doing a lot of that. Although along your predatory stance, it feels a little...
Right. It's like, would you like to go out into the wilderness with me? Would you like to go get rip-roaring drunk or come out in the wilderness? How about we do both? ¿Por qué no los dos?
What's the problem?
No, I'm just saying, I don't think you understand, Aaron. Like, you're a young woman who has very few boundaries.
Thank you.
And not a compliment. And I'm just a dude that is very nervous about appearing to not have any. I don't have any, but I think I have to have boundaries for you, for the potential dating people out there. You got to be like, hey, you want to go hiking? And it's like, that could be perceived as real weird.
Potentially, but then they'll tell you that. They'll say, hey, why don't we just go get coffee first, meet up?
Yes, I know a coffee shop in the middle of the wilderness. Meet me at that one. My mom makes coffee. She lives in Bailey. Okay, sorry.
You could visit a haunted house. That's a bad one. You could go on a
We're doing that one.
We're going
more
on a
details on that to come, but yes.
Are you pressuring her, though, if she, like, you have to kind of be her knight in shining armor if she gets scared?
I think it might be better if it's like, I'm actually really scared to go. Come with.
So you want the guy to be vulnerable and go.
I don't mind either way because I love them and I'm going to go no matter what.
Okay. I like that. Go on a hayride. This is underrated. Underrated. A hayride.
Overrated. What's underrated, good about underrated. A hayride? The last,
I went at Aaron's sister had a hayride at her party and it was awesome. It was great. It's like you don't do it. You think you do it, but when's the last time you were on a hayride? Years ago. Decades ago, probably.
It wasn't decades. I think the last time I went to a pumpkin patch, the way they took you out to the corn maze or something was on a hayride.
I love that.
I do too.
I go to Chatfield every year.
You're so itchy and it's just histamine in the air.
No, it's
and
great because like, you think you do it, but you never actually get on the hayride, you know?
I don't.
Hers had horses and everything. Yeah. It was awesome.
And mine was pulled by a tractor, but I don't. It doesn't.
Okay. All right. No hayride. You could have a fire pit. Win-win.
Yeah.
Fire pits are great.
They're always wonderful.
But it's always, where's the fire pit? Like the one in your backyard?
It says warm cider by a fire equals very romantic. But can anywhere.
You, like, will you come over to my...
Sometimes outside of like a hotel, they have them. You could just kind of...
Or like a brewery.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. I shouldn't say it out loud. This is an unsolicited endorsement. I have started to spend a lot of time at the Gaylord.
Interesting.
Because it's close enough to my house. It's not, the bars by my house suck. With all due respect, and you know who you are, your bar sucks. It's all dudes sitting there. There's no potential for hayrides. There's none of that. But like the Gaylord has all these Adirondack chairs in the back. Do you know which direction the Gaylord faces?
West.
West, southwest, sort of.
Oh.
So the sun sets directly behind downtown Denver.
That's cool.
So it's just like, you see all the shape of the buildings as the sun is going down. They've got a dude out there playing guitar sometimes on the weekend. I mean, it's like...
That's cool, yeah.
And there's fire pits everywhere.
And is it still kind of commute? Like, there's other people there. You're not do you ever like reach out to the other tables patrons or whatever? Like, or is it just like a restaurant, you kind of stay at your table?
Well, when you're sitting in the fire pits, you're sitting around with other people, okay, which is a little strange, but like,
but then and it's most less of the people pressure.
They're not from here though. Because most of the people out there are like traveling. So that's that's how I get by with things, because nobody has a clue. They're like, nobody looks at me like, I know that voice. I'm like, you want to go in the wilderness?
No.
Couple more here. Okay. We'll find you a good fall date. You could visit a winery.
Huh? Why is everything
drink related?
Yeah, it's kind of drink related. Dates often.
Not often, no.
Would you go on a first date booze related?
Yeah.
Winery feels fancier. Feels a little like you get to show off.
Where are you going to a winery in Denver?
There's
wherever
there's
the hayride takes me.
There's Infinite Monkey Theorem. I don't even know if they have a winery anymore that you can visit.
Yeah,
they
I
used
don't
to
know.
Have one in.
Isn't Stanley. There one just like a little north?
There's Balestri or something. And our HR girl always talks about Sparrow.
Oh,
but it's spelled with an E.
Okay,
like Spiro. No, it's not terrible. Or you drive over to Palisade. Get in my car. Let's drive through the wilderness.
Yeah, I guess that's all how you sell it. The last one, I don't know about this one. You could go to a football game.
I've never been, so I'm down. I've never been to an NFL game.
Is that a lot of pressure, though? It's like, we're big Broncos fans. You better be. You better be one, too.
All right. Aaron and I will go on a double date with the first two people who text in that know a remote location to bury a body when the date is done.
Bury a body wasn't on the list.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. We have been sworn to not talk about poop anymore, and you guys want to bring up poop on the show again.
Do not say you guys. I didn't bring it up.
You wanted to talk about this the other day. You said something, but you were like, poop I said it was rule, interesting.
Exactly, interesting. Off air.
Yeah.
I had never heard it before, so I said, oh, that's interesting, and I moved on. I'm not bringing it on air like someone else.
I'm bringing it up. I'm not just pooping willy-nilly. It's a poop rule. All right. Okay.
If you're wondering what the poop rule is, we'll tell you in 7 minutes.
The poop rule, I'm sure people have seen it.
Sorry. Just blow right past all my antics. Just like,
I thought there was going to be a song.
I was like, Joseph's on a vacation far away. Okay.
All right.
Poop rule.
Yeah, the poop.
Oh, we're back. That was the outfield with tonight.
No, it's that's called your love. Right?
Your love.
Your love.
It's
yeah.
something in parentheses, though.
You're right. It does have that. Hold on. Hold on. Sorry. It's loading.
Tonight, your love. There we go. No, it's your love. What's it called? Oh my God! This
now I'm too scared to talk.
Text in if you know
what
it is.
It's just called Your Love. There's no parentheses. There's I'm looking at it.
No, you're not.
It's Your Love by the Outfield.
No, it's called something.
I'm looking at it.
All right. Can we play it next?
Yeah.
Okay. We're playing it next, no matter what.
I'm down. Okay. I love that song. And shout out to Charlie Blackman.
Ooh yeah, Charlie Blackman. That was the walkout song. Okay, so that was our way to get around talking about poop. Welcome everyone. Okay.
People want to know about
the
poop rule.
Do you want me to do the sweeper going into it, though? Do you want me to do the same, like, Slacker Show, featuring T. Hackner and Alice?
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to isolate that audio. That won't get used again.
Okay, sorry. The poop rule is happening now.
I've seen it a lot on social media. I bet other people have seen it, too, where it's a good way of, like, how do you know whether you should hoard something, as I tend to hoard, or whether you should get rid of something? The poop rule is...
What does poop have to do with hoarding?
Well, you ask
yourself.
Have
you seen hoarders on TLC?
Yeah.
There's a lot of poop.
Part of it.
Like, you desire to keep something so much that you leave it in filth. It is so counterintuitive. Mm-hmm. It's like, all the things I value most are in that room, and I can get to none of them, and mold is growing on all of them.
It is, yeah.
Because hoarding is a disease for sure.
It's so weird. I don't understand it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we poop on it.
No. Poop rule, when you're trying to decide whether you should get rid of something or not, if it's worth keeping, if it means a lot to you, ask yourself, if this got poop on it, would I wash it off or would I throw it away?
I would wash poop off of everything.
No.
Everything?
Everything.
My nephews, I've just thrown away clothes. I'm like, I don't...
If it got poop on it.
If there's like a big blowout.
When you have a baby.
I'm just throwing away nephews. Let's start over.
He got poop on it.
When you have a baby, poop is a part of life. And you can't throw away everything that gets poop on it.
No, yeah. I understand that. But there's some items where
it's like if you're wearing, or you like have a lovely sweater on today.
Okay, hold that. We're changing subjects because you have previously poo-pooed, no pun intended, this sweater. You said that you've hated it because you're four sweaters in one. It's been ripped
apart. Oh, I can only see the top.
No.
The top is just one sweater. Does it go into other colors down below? Yeah, no, it jumps the shark at the elbow. Sorry, you have what you believe to be a beautiful sweater.
I think it's cool. One of your nephews pooped on it.
I'd keep it.
Yes.
Because I want it.
Right. So then the poop rule.
Right. Okay. But if they're playing with a toy.
If I pooped on it.
Why would you do that?
To really see how much you want it.
eBay.
You want it enough for your nephew's poop, but do you want it enough for me? Like full on chimpanzee fling poop.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
No, but I mean, like, does it matter whose poop is on it? Because like, I think your rule is interesting. I've never heard the poop rule. To me, it's that you do the hanger rule. You turn them around. If you haven't touched it in a year, you got to dirt it. But I still can't do it.
Yeah, clothes are tough because I feel like clothes, you can just wash them. So it's hard to use the poop rule on clothes. And also, we actually had a situation where the poop rule kind of came into play.
Okay.
At our house. We had a runner in our kitchen.
Wait, we don't have time for you to tell it. Hold on. Slacker Show.
Featuring Jack and Aaron.
Outfield. Joseph! Sorry, go ahead.
We had a runner in our house. It was a jute runner, kind of like woven.
They got it not too long ago. I know.
Yeah, well, and one of our dogs decided to literally poop on it. And we loved that thing, but we had to get rid of it because...
Isn't jute, like, can't you take it out and power wash it?
It
won't fit in your washer, but can't you like...
Maybe, but it's pretty woven in. Like, it gets in the crevices. It's not...
Because it's like braided, right?
Yeah,
so it gets...
Yeah, but you can get it out with a good power washer.
So that one we had to throw it away.
So
it's
it
just
got
too...
poop on it, and you threw away your dream jute.
Mm-hmm. Even though, we loved it, but we had to throw it away just because of the nature of the thing. So I don't know that the poop rule is 100%. Because some stuff just can't get poop on it, you know?
Feel like that's
in this
most
chart,
things.
I will be showing the difference.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm not condoning this. I'm not condoning drinking and driving, but I've got a perfect way to get out of a DUI.
Okay.
If one happens to you.
Okay, I have a story. It looks like Slacker was right all along about...
I don't want to hear it.
I think we need to start with his story.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Tennessee.
Hey, y'all!
Because you're the only 10 I see.
Hey, y'all! Well, because, you know, when it's British, he always goes, ah!
Yeah.
So I was like, hi, y'all!
Why would it not be howdy?
Oh, you're right.
Howdy! Okay. Well, there was an owner of a garden center when he realized it looked like somebody had broken in at night. So he checked the security camera.
Arnar.
Yeah, he checked the cameras and looked like there was a guy in there kind of snooping around the plants.
Oh, that's not good.
But this guy had like really big shoes on and like a big red nose.
Stand down, Aaron. Oh, never mind.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
I do like plants.
Big nose, big shoes. I'm pretty sure we know Aaron's on her way to Tennessee.
And a rainbow afro wig. It was a clown.
I don't like that.
Who had broken in and he was snooping around. And he's like, what's with the clown in there? Looking, breaking in. So he tried to talk to him through the security camera.
Thing?
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
Hey, clown.
Hey, clowny.
Yeah.
Get clowny,
McClownerson. Here. Hey. The clown scared the clown off. He ran away.
Oh.
Yeah, so he was like, he told his partners, like, there's a clown there. We should go investigate. And the partner's like, no way. There's a
Absolutely
clown.
Not.
I'm not
there
going.
Is not enough money in the world. I don't care. Take everything. Yeah.
We all have forgotten about the year that clowns were literally chasing people in the streets with knives.
Was that when It came out or something?
I honestly don't know.
There was, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very scary. So, and also this garden center had been broken in like 6 months ago. They think the clown was, now the clown's getting blamed
this whole
for everything.
Posse of clowns.
You think, yeah. Oh. Yeah, and that tiny
car.
Do you
think they drove together?
Oof. That's actually my favorite thing that's ever been said. Of course they carpool. Are you kidding me? Kidding meal? My story also not from Florida, but it is from Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
So an officer saw a feller there who'd been driving kind of erratically, you know.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. So we pulled him over, and he said, "You've been drinking, have ya?"
It's Minnesota.
It is Minnesota. Yeah. I'm going to be real friendly while I arrest you there, sir. So we got the driver out and started doing the sobriety test, you know, don't you know, when suddenly the car took off.
Huh?
Someone stole the car while the guy was getting popped for a Dewey.
What?
Oh,
so then the officer's like, stand by, let's go get your car first.
Oh, my gosh.
Luckily, he had an Apple AirTag in the car,
So smart.
So they were able to track him down there, and he got him.
So the guy at the checkpoint's like, what evidence? What car?
I wasn't even driving. I walked here. Anyway, can you help me find my car? It doesn't say. They did bust the dude for car thievery, but it doesn't say if the guy got a DUI or not.
Yeah, to just forget about him.
Yeah.
So we have more pressing issues.
I just need somebody on standby to steal my car anytime I'm ever pulled over. These were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.